2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." When I first read that passage, I stopped and think, well, grace comes from God, and how am I going to grow in grace if it's coming from God? Then I remembered that grace and favor, and if I read this, it says, "But grow in favor and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." It said grace here is used to sum up all favor of God, which favor increases toward us as we advance in stature as His children. And to grow in knowledge is to become better informed in the doctrine of Christ and to enter more fully into the sympathy with His cause. So, how are we going to grow in grace? Of course, as it says, with knowledge. How are we going to get the knowledge? That comes from study, and in 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So it's just pure and simple. The more knowledge, more study we have, the more knowledge we have, then we have more grace that we have. So why is it necessary to study the law? And that's what the gospel is, the law of God. We need to know what the law says in order to keep the law. So as we study and learn, then we are able to do the things that God commands of us. And I was just thinking about, as I read this, about the workman. Is study a work? Now, I know this is not what it's talking about, but over in Ecclesiastes, where it's talking about writing a book and reading all kinds of books, not the work of God, but it says to study is the weariness of the flesh. Now, if you've been in college, you know what study is, and it is work. And if, when you come right down to reading the Bible, you know there's a lot of things that we don't understand and we have to study. And we have to study with an open mind. And tonight we were mentioning, talking about baptism, and I remember some of the experiences, some of the people that I know that never did study, really study the Bible, but just listened to what their pastor, quote unquote, had to say about the subject. And recall when I was in high school, we were about to go on a band trip, and I was sitting there with my girlfriend, who was a Baptist at the time. I guess she still is, of course. I don't know anything about her now. But anyway, the band director's wife, she was going with us, and she was sitting there, and she was always very friendly to all of the students and everything. And I don't remember how the subject came up. Anyway, we're talking about baptism, and I quoted Acts 2:38, and he believed in baptism. He believed or not. She said, I never heard of that. Mark 16:16. And all of them did. She said, "Well, I never heard that." Well, and when I said, "But he believeth not shall be damned," oh, her face lit up and said, "See, you're only damned if you don't believe." Oh, I asked her the question, "Well, why would you be baptized if you didn't believe?" Well, she changed subject. And I also might add, the same girl, I had taught her the truth, and she was ready to be baptized. She went home. She was crying. She went home and told her mother this, you know, what had happened and everything. The next thing I know, she doesn't go to church with me anymore, services anymore. The Baptist preacher takes her aside and gives her the Baptist doctrine on baptism, and now she's playing the piano every Wednesday night and every Sunday. So she can't go anymore. So, you know, you think about people like that and think about the people, the preachers of the so-called gospel, not the gospel of Christ, but preachers that will go to that kind of a means to talk somebody out of becoming a member of the Lord's church. Well, now, if they've studied, they haven't studied with an open mind. Because I believe anybody that studies with an open mind, the truth will be revealed to them. It's not hidden, so it'll be there. So it behooves us all to study that we may have knowledge, that we may receive more grace from God. There may be someone in the audience tonight that may have heard the truth and desires to be baptized and become a member of the Lord's church. Maybe someone that's already a member of the church that has sinned and feel like that they need to come forward to confess and repent of these sins. If anybody has the gospel call, we ask you to come together as we sing the invitation song.